Good morning. It's Tuesday, May 19th. You're listening to South Carolina Public Radio.org. I'm Linda Nunez with this morning's South Carolina headlines. Police in Columbia say a woman tried to kill her 14-month-old son by setting her car on fire. Columbia police arrested the 23-year-old woman on Sunday, charging her with attempted murder, arson, and child abuse. Her son was taken to a burn center in Augusta, Georgia, where he was hospitalized in critical condition with extensive burns. Police say the woman was parked on I-126 Sunday when she lit the car on fire. Governor Henry McMaster is urging the General Assembly to act swiftly on his recommendations on how to spend nearly $2 billion in federal coronavirus aid. That's after he signed a bill into law giving the General Assembly the authority to disburse funds. South Carolina Public Radio's Vince Koblugo has more.
Congress provided $1.9 billion to South Carolina as part of the CARES Act to help it manage its response to COVID-19 and distributed that money to the governor. But in a one-day session last week to pass a continuing resolution to keep the government funded through the next fiscal year, state lawmakers inserted a line giving the General Assembly the power to decide how those funds would be spent. Governor McMaster signed the bill into law Monday, hours before a midnight deadline and without vetoing any portion of the legislation. In a letter to state House leaders, McMaster said the funds belong to the people of South Carolina, and he urged leaders to appropriate the money quickly and transparently. He said he will provide a list of priorities shortly based on recommendations from a task force charged with planning how to reopen the state's economy. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Vince Koblugo.
The Medical University of South Carolina's two upstate campuses are nearly back to being fully operational after much COVID-related downsizing. South Carolina Public Radio's Scott Morgan spoke with the CEO of MUSC Lancaster and Chester.
The two campuses lost tens of thousands of dollars a day in revenues when elective surgeries dried up in April. That meant temporary layoffs for about 75 workers in the upstate. But with elective surgeries back on the docket, CEO Scott Broom says staffing and operations are zeroing in on pre-pandemic numbers.
We anticipate having everyone back to work by July 1st. But between now and July 1st, we'll be bringing people back in phases.
That includes reopening satellite locations like MUSC Lancaster's off-site imaging center and phasing in medical support staff over the next 6 weeks. Broom says most of the furloughed workers are already back and that daily revenues are close to where they should be now that patients are coming in to take care of postponed procedures. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morgan.
Hear more from Scott Broom later this week on South Carolina Public Radio. The latest Clemson University Palmetto poll shows how South Carolinians view the coronavirus pandemic and reveals sharp differences along political and ethnic lines. South Carolina Public Radio's Scott Morgan has more.
Overall, the survey found that 3/4 of South Carolinians are at least moderately concerned with catching COVID-19. When it comes to who's most concerned, Democrats outworry Republicans almost 2-1. 71% of Democrats say they are somewhat to extremely concerned about getting COVID, compared to 37% of Republicans. Race shows an even bigger divide. While 68% of Black South Carolinians say they greatly worry about the coronavirus, only 27% of White South Carolinians report the same level of concern. The survey shows that South Carolinians overwhelmingly support prioritizing public health concerns over economic ones, though while Republicans lean more towards prioritizing economy over public health, Democrats almost unanimously saw it the other way around. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morgan in Rock Hill.
If N95 respirators become in short supply, the South Carolina National Guard is at the ready with a piece of equipment just received at the McCready Training Center in Columbia. The Post and Courier newspaper is reporting the Patel Critical Care Decontamination System has been at the center of the Department of Defense's coronavirus response strategy. A single unit can decontaminate 80,000 masks each day. The Pentagon awarded a $415 million contract last month for 60 of the units to be deployed to facilities across the nation, including to South Carolina. A Charleston tradition that had to cancel because of the coronavirus pandemic can still be enjoyed right here on South Carolina Public Radio. Victoria Hansen has more on experiencing Spoleto Festival USA from home.
You may not be able to gather in person for the 17-day Performing Arts Festival here in Charleston, but you can take in some of its annual sounds. Spoleto Festival USA is partnering with SCETV this year to offer free digital and radio broadcast programming beginning this Friday, May 22nd. You can listen to the Bank of America Chamber Music programs, check out a digital concert by the Spoleto Festival USA Orchestra, and enjoy a rehearsal of Omar, a new opera that will now debut next year. The festival runs through June 7th. In Charleston, I'm Victoria Hansen for South Carolina Public Radio.
Those are your morning headlines from the Palmetto State. You've been listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.